enable us to report agenda item number two, report and possible discussion on quarterly portfolio report by BlackRock Merrill Lynch. John Ross.
Okay, I'll just introduce Jeff Hewlett. Of course, you all know that was with Merrill Lynch / BlackRock. And Jeff may make a few comments about the materials you received, again, for the investments that BlackRock manages, which is an equity portion, a domestic equity portion, and a fixed income portion.
Jeff Bigger sends his apologies. He couldn't make it today. This was a scheduling problem. This portfolio itself, one thing we have gone from the fiscal reporting of the plan to a calendar quarter to try to make things a lot more workable, as well as we can provide those reports for the fiscal at later dates. We've done that too for the auditing piece. I'm not the person to go through this plan. Like I said, Jeff Biggers was not able to come. He's the foremost portfolio manager. Hopefully you've had sufficient time with the data to process and ask any questions. I would take your questions and get answers for them, and I can run them back through John probably just in a very short time, 24 hours. Yes. Just generally fixed income, and Richard, again, don't want to cover things that he's going to go through, but I believe we're with the index on the fixed income, and we're outperforming the index on the cash equity. And it's been improving. We should have been better numbers for April on the equity side. Well, fixed income is a challenge.
One thing I guess it'd be kind of good for me to get a little bit of insight into, because I get numbers, but I don't get information on what your overall philosophy and strategy is for running the portfolio. You got a quick little synopsis or update on that? Or?
I'd like to say where they're currently at. I know that on the fixed income side, they've dropped duration down to about 4.16. The big challenge on the fixed income side is the rising interest rate environment that we're all looking forward to. As far as the equity side, what Bob Dahl, who's come back into the portfolio, relinquished a lot of his supervision in BlackRock itself, his reintroduction back to the portfolio full-time or to the BlackRock management side has really helped with the core portfolio. But yes, they do have actual written. We used to, when we were doing this on our own, they provide that philosophy and where they stand.
Okay.
And I can start shooting that to you. I'll always courtesy John on that information.
Okay.
It's basically an actively managed equity portfolio.
Yes.
On the mortgages, which is the largest sector, are those looked at very carefully? These are mortgage backs. There have been a lot of problems with mortgage backs and the insurers, just the quality issues. What is the quality of our mortgage backs?
The fixed income is AA, and across the board are better. But that's the average. To my knowledge, there is anything less than AA. It's a high quality fixed income portfolio. I know there's been quite a bit of concern with mortgage backs. I'm not sure where we currently stand. It's normally been the Fannie Mae Freddie Mac side, with some, there's been one or two corporate type mortgage backs in the past. But I can definitely get a lot more information on that.
So we don't have any private mortgage backs? They're all Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac?
They have to be governments.
Okay.
Part portion of our portfolio.
It's the largest portion.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
For BlackRock.
Merrill Lynch.